This is Dale Connolly reporting. It's not the news. The world of publishing has been turned on its head. A flurry of recent champs on the New York Times bestseller list have been children's books, beating out the adult books that draw so much of the attention and effort of the publishing houses. Not long ago, we were collectively wringing our hands over what we might do to get children to start reading. Now they're reading so much they're making pests of themselves. Why is this happening? Wendy Vapers reports.
Brad Habits is a librarian in the children's room at Tranquil Valley Public Library.
All right now! Children! I need to know where you are and what you're doing. I can't be watching everyone all the time. So help me out, please, and make a little noise.
Brad has been trying to mold the behavior of thousands of youngsters who have been mobbing the juvenile area of his library in recent months.
I had no idea when I took the job it was going to be as difficult as this. They're waiting for me when I open up in the morning. I have to kick them out when I lock up at night. And they're so quiet. In the old days when they'd come in here to play tag and crash the computers, at least I knew what they were doing. Now, they want books.
Isn't that good?
Well, sure makes a mess out of my shelves.
Libraries from coast to coast are under attack by children hungry for books about fantastical characters with amazing powers who inhabit magical places. And authors are lining up to give them what they want.
I've written a series of books about a young magical person, not a wizard, not a wizard, different. She's different. She's a she, and her name is Harriet Cotter.
You know, it's funny, but Harriet Cotter sounds a lot like
No, it's a coincidence. Anyway, my hero, Harriet Cotter, goes off to school.
That's really a coincidence because Harry Potter goes to school.
I know. Many characters go to school in children's stories. The character you mentioned goes to a place called Hogwarts. It just so happens my Harriet goes to Stanford, which is a better school with more dramatic possibilities, in my humble opinion, which is right.
Imitators, like Mary Beth Elsinore, are beginning to flood the children's book market, following the most successful formula. This concerns child development experts, including famed research pediatrician Lester Fussman.
Children and laboratory rats have a lot in common. If you let them learn to press a certain button for gratification, they'll just sit there and push and push and push and push and push, 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 push. If they enjoy reading a book about a wizard boy, then they will only want to read books about wizard boys and nothing else.
That sounds awful. What can we do?
Television. I recommend at least 2 hours of reality programming a day, more if you can get them to do it. Force them if you have to. They need to see more police videos and arranged marriages.
Fussman is only one child development specialist trying to find a way to suggest that children stop reading so much and do other things. Bill High is the marketing director for Tranquil Valley Mall.
Just a year ago, we were bringing in extra security to patrol when kids were loitering here. Since they've started reading in the quiet of their own homes, we've had to put up some incentive plans. Free pop, more current music, even some shoplifting permitted zones, just to get them to come back.
I see some senior citizens over there.
We actually handed out laser pens to some of your senior citizens, hoping they'd start to play with them and get a little obnoxious.
Did that work?
Yeah. People expect kids to be hanging out at a mall. There are no kids on the benches or teasing each other by the fountain. Folks begin to ask, what's wrong? Now we can't afford to have that happen, or it's all downhill for us.
And so, one town faces a struggle to find its balance in a world made topsy-turvy by the unpredictable effect of a popular series of books. Where will it end? Will our children be reclaimed for the traditional pursuits of too much TV and loitering? Or will the current fascination with reading lead to arts patronage and good spelling? Time will tell. I'm Wendy Vapers, and I'm reporting...